Now we're ready to start.
Speaker A. Sometimes pets can get territorial over pieces of furniture or leave a trail or shred fur all over a clean couch or bed. When these inconveniences arise, it is important to teach your pet to stay off the furniture. Before you can train your dog or cat out of sleeping on the couch or bed, you will need to give your pet a comfortable alternative. A dog or cat bed can help to provide your pet with a comfortable place to sleep without causing you any inconvenience. Speaker B.
If your pet is not satisfied with sleeping in a dog or cat bed, consider designating one piece of furniture as a pet-friendly spot. If your cat continually climbs on furniture and it's causing you problems, one of the best alternatives you can provide your cat is a cat house. Cat houses are multi-level structures that allow cats to climb, jump, and sleep in one of the rooms or on one of the platforms. These indoor structures allow your cat his own place to sleep while also allowing him to climb and get exercise.
Speaker C. Once you provide a pet with an alternative, pet-friendly piece of furniture, you may need to train your pet to use that piece of furniture instead of humans-only furniture. Treats can be very effective for this. Leave treats on the cat bed, in the cat house, or on the pet-friendly piece of furniture. Anytime your pet tries to get on a humans-only piece of furniture, make him get down and toss a treat onto the piece of furniture or bedding you've provided for him. Speaker D.
If your dog or cat keeps trying to climb into your bed at night, you may want to consider confining him to another room when you go to sleep. Even simply closing your door and keeping him out of your room may be effective. If you give your pet a comfortable bed or blanket to sleep on in the crate or room you confine him to. If you have recently brought home a new pet, it is best to restrict your pet's access to furniture from day one.
Speaker E. It's possible that your dog climbs on the couch because he knows you snack there and there might be crumbs in the cushions. Or maybe your cat climbs on the kitchen counter because she knows you put your food bowl up there from time to time. Whatever piece of furniture your pet is climbing on, there is a chance he's come to associate that location with food. Keep food away from the furniture you are trying to train your pet away from and promptly clean up any messes you make on or near that furniture. Speaker F.
One way to train your pet out of using furniture is by making the furniture less comfortable. Buy some cheap placemats and cover one side of them with double-sided scotch tape. You can then lay these sticky mats with the adhesive side up on whatever counters or couch cushions your pet is drawn to, or just apply double-sided tape directly to the furniture. The sticky sensation will be extremely uncomfortable, yet it will not harm your pet, and if you are using placemats, it will not damage your furniture either.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Speaker A. Sometimes pets can get territorial over pieces of furniture or leave a trail or shred fur all over a clean couch or bed. When these inconveniences arise, it is important to teach your pet to stay off the furniture. Before you can train your dog or cat out of sleeping on the couch or bed, you will need to give your pet a comfortable alternative. A dog or cat bed can help to provide your pet with a comfortable place to sleep without causing you any inconvenience.
Speaker B.
If your pet is not satisfied with sleeping in a dog or cat bed, consider designating one piece of furniture as a pet-friendly spot. If your cat continually climbs on furniture and it's causing you problems, one of the best alternatives you can provide your cat is a cat house. Cat houses are multi-level structures that allow cats to climb, jump, and sleep in one of the rooms or on one of the platforms. These indoor structures allow your cat his own place to sleep while also allowing him to climb and get exercise.
Speaker C. Once you provide a pet with an alternative, pet-friendly piece of furniture, you may need to train your pet to use that piece of furniture instead of humans-only furniture. Treats can be very effective for this. Leave treats on the cat bed, in the cat house, or on the pet-friendly piece of furniture. Anytime your pet tries to get on a humans-only piece of furniture, make him get down and toss a treat onto the piece of furniture or bedding you've provided for him. Speaker D.
If your dog or cat keeps trying to climb into your bed at night, you may want to consider confining him to another room when you go to sleep. Even simply closing your door and keeping him out of your room may be effective. If you give your pet a comfortable bed or blanket to sleep on in the crate or room you confine him to. If you have recently brought home a new pet, it is best to restrict your pet's access to furniture from day one.
Speaker E. It's possible that your dog climbs on the couch because he knows you snack there and there might be crumbs in the cushions. Or maybe your cat climbs on the kitchen counter because she knows you put your food bowl up there from time to time. Whatever piece of furniture your pet is climbing on, there is a chance he's come to associate that location with food. Keep food away from the furniture you are trying to train your pet away from and promptly clean up any messes you make on or near that furniture. Speaker F.
One way to train your pet out of using furniture is by making the furniture less comfortable. Buy some cheap placemats and cover one side of them with double-sided scotch tape. You can then lay these sticky mats with the adhesive side up on whatever counters or couch cushions your pet is drawn to, or just apply double-sided tape directly to the furniture. The sticky sensation will be extremely uncomfortable, yet it will not harm your pet, and if you are using placemats, it will not damage your furniture either.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.